Hey, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Indie Film Cafe. I'm your old pal, the Moo Cow, a.k.a. Paulie Presenza, and I am joined, as usual, by my co-host,
Jonathan A. Moody. How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing moveless. How about you?
I'm doing cowtastic.
Outstanding. And on this very special episode, we are joined by a very special co-host, all the way from out in California. Say hello, miss. Miss?
That's your cue.
Jackie Hall!
Woo-hoo. Yeah, there you go.
Outstanding. Yes. All right. So, yes, Miss Jackie has joined us because she couldn't wait to see this movie, which Moody was going to do, but then he found out that I already had it on my list, so he decided to go ahead and let me take it. But
yeah, I let you take it. I was like, you know what? I don't want this anymore. Here you go, Paul.
Yeah, I
have enough on my list this season anyway. So
we're not going to fight over this particular movie, which is called Midget Zombie Takeover.
No, nope, I'm not fighting you. I'm not fighting you on this.
There's really not any midgets, nor are there any takeovers.
We'll definitely get into that in a little bit.
But there is me and Moody and Jackie Hall watching this movie and telling you about what we think about it. So we'll be right back after some mood music. Okay, and we are back. All right, guys, now we got to talk about this ridiculous film. Miss Jackie, you are our guest. What did you think of Midget Zombie Takeover?
Like, as a whole?
Is anything you want to say?
Actually, as a film.
Way to, like, put... Yeah, it was all bad.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I agree.
It's a hard movie to watch because, like, it was bad, but
the writing is so weird. It's like some broken English. There's a lot of uterus poetry.
Yeah. See, the problem is that it's supposed to be a horror comedy, but there's absolutely zero horror in this. So you're left with it being a comedy. And unfortunately, it doesn't follow any of the ground rules of comedy. You know, comedy needs to be quick. It needs to be light. It needs to be funny. And
yeah, it needs to be funny.
There's none of that. Like,
okay. For instance, there's a scene where the guy runs out and grabs the hot dog because, like, he wants his hot dog, I guess, or whatever. And so he has to, like, get through all these zombies to get to the hot dog. But, like, it wasn't funny at all. Like, it was supposed to be funny, but it was just sort of stupid. Like, it made no sense.
I mean, maybe I just haven't been watching these types of films for a while because I didn't even get a hint that it was funny or even trying to be. Like, it just was not delivered in any type of funny way at all.
Right. Without any kind of skill, because these guys don't know how to make a comedy. Making a comedy is very different than making a horror film or even making a horror comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you can play straight and make it funny, but this was just not that.
Right. No, timing. There was no timing whatsoever in this film. This was them, you know, relying on just being absurd or being stupid, and then everybody supposedly laughing at that. But, you know, there are one or two instances where it might have gotten a chuckle, but for the most part, no. You got to earn your laughs when you make a comedy, and these guys didn't earn a damn thing.
Mm-mm. No, the only laughs were at how ridiculously bad some of the parts were.
That's true. Some of it was just ridiculously stupid.
The whole age thing and the whole thing is really just gotten me.
Okay, yeah. So let's start from the beginning and talk a little bit about the story there, the quote unquote story. So it, like, starts out with this woman who's supposed to be a teenager, I guess. She's in her 30s. Ish. She might be in her late 20s.
No.
She's in her 30s somewhere. Okay. Well, she's saying goodbye 34. To her parents, you know, who look the same age as her, by the way. Like, they did not look like, you know, like close to the same age.
I like to guess numbers. So we're going to look it up after the podcast. And I want to know, I'm going to tell you right now, they're all in their 40s.
I would agree. And there's the problem right off the bat. That is supposed to be a joke. That is supposed to be funny, but it's not.
It's not.
Confusing. It's confusing because you haven't set up anything yet. You have to set something up for it to be funny, for us to understand this is supposed to be a joke. This is supposed to be funny. Instead, it just comes off as inept and confusing.
Well, if you're going to set up like that, that there's a 40-year-old playing a teenager, you know, or whatever, there's got to be a joke where somebody says, you know, kind of mentions something. it. You know what I mean?
Like, mention anything in this movie, not even their character names.
Yeah, not till the end. They're like, they got Billy, they got blah blah blah, they got this guy, you know. And I'm like, oh my god, like, oh, we never even knew any of their names. We don't know which one is which. And anyway,
it doesn't matter, it makes no difference.
Yeah, anyway, so to keep continue going, like, her parents are going on vacation or something, leaving her with the house for the day. She decides to throw a party, a hot tub party, having her friends come over. Some friends hang out in the hot tub while others, because it's such a small fucking hot tub.
It's more like a bathtub, like an indoor bathtub with jacuzzis that they set outside on the deck.
Exactly.
Right. Extreme fiberglass.
Yeah. So they do that and then they keep doing that and then they decide to go play badminton for some odd reason.
Fun.
And
that's after the guy's walking around with was it a hot dog in his mouth behind them?
Yeah, something. Just walking back and forth.
Just walking. Billy
was sort of, I don't think he was invited to the party, but he kind of showed up and they don't want to.
Just haunting the backyard then.
I don't know, but he's not.
One does when someone throws a party, just hang out in the backyard and wait until they invite you over.
Yeah,
I mean, he's there trying to figure out just what in God's name is that thing in that girl's belly button.
Yeah, you kept freaking out about her belly ring. So.
What the hell? It wasn't a ring. It was not a ring.
Yeah, he's not speaking. You're both talking about different girls.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm talking about the girl who has like a doorknob in her belly button.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so like, yeah, that was happening. And then they go and play badminton and then one of them loses the badminton. What's it called? A shuttlecock. And so they make cock jokes the whole time.
The random neighbor that starts spitting out Bible quotes.
I don't even think he's a neighbor. He's just some weird guy that shows up in a Hawaiian t-shirt or Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Why is he hanging out on the other side of the fence?
Because the script demands it.
It makes no sense because, yeah, you're right. He's hanging out and he's not a neighbor because then one of the people would be like, oh, that's just neighbor George who.
What you think would happen.
Right. That's what normally would happen, but doesn't happen in this movie.
In the script, they're like, yeah, this is just some neighbor or just some random dude walking down this road in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Because it's
Bible verse.
It's an old hard trope that the old crazy coot knows what's going on and you're supposed to listen to him, but the dumb teenagers don't, so they all get killed.
In Cannibal the Musical, they have a guy that says, you're all doomed, right? And it's funny because the guy comes up and says, you're all doomed, and they all go, okay, bye. And it's funny. That made you laugh. This was like weird and shit, like, you're all doomed, and then he's like, you know, talking about the end of days with Christ and shit. I don't know, zombies, the how in the Bible it says that the zombies are gonna rise, and I'm like, I don't know what zombie you're thinking of.
No,
because the only Jesus rose from the dead, but like, you know, not in the end of days,
fantasy stuff.
Yeah,
It's ridiculous.
Somebody who doesn't actually read the Bible wrote that and decided, you know, he's going to throw that in there because it makes, I don't know.
Because it's supposed to be funny.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I can't tell what was supposed to be funny and what wasn't supposed to be funny. Because the movie, the whole movie wasn't funny.
No. And that's why I said there's nothing, you know, the only thing worse than an unscary horror movie is an unfunny comedy. And this happens to do both at the same time.
There was an actual no laugh from something actually being funny. It was what the fuck laughs. Like, what is happening?
What is going on? I feel like
a whole like mental asylum was just like turned loose to make this film for like a day. Like, they definitely shot this whole movie in like 2 days or something.
It says it was written, but I almost feel like a lot of it is improv, you know?
It had to have been written because
some of that dialogue was
dialogue was very odd.
Yeah, I agree.
Stuff that like your average Joe is going to come up with.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that it was probably written in one day or maybe two at the most, but that's about it.
Okay. Yep. So then, so by the way, this has been what, like 10 minutes or so into the movie, and we still haven't seen a midget or a zombie at all, you know? So we get into like after that guy tries to freak them out and it's just like, whatever, let's go eat some hot dogs, everybody. They're making the hot dogs and the midgets come.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it like that, Moody. You have to explain more than that.
Okay. So a person that's on their knees, as Jackie pointed out, walking like, and it's a teenager on their knees walking
with bad makeup.
Walks over and bites the guy, bites this guy's leg, who the whole time is going, well, you know, this person's not very scary, blah blah blah, and then he just stands there and lets the thing eat his leg.
Now we have to use the word bite and eat very, very liberally, because really he's kind of putting his mouth in the general area. There's no biting. There's no blood. There's no gore. There's no nothing. There's nothing.
Now they could. Nothing.
They do like to squeeze titties and do the little cat claw,
right?
While they're none of the zombies have teeth.
Yes. So we decided these were meth zombies.
Yeah, all their teeth fell out.
So they couldn't. There's no blood.
Because apparently the $2,000 it cost to make this film did not go towards special effects or makeup or anything like that.
Yeah.
They said dental work.
There was some spaghetti sauce on the floor at one point, but that was really about it.
Ketchup.
Yeah. Sorry. Ketchup. I have a bad cough.
It's okay. Now they could have called this ankle biters. Ankle biters takeover or something?
No,
you know?
It would have to be like ankle suckers because
no biting.
I have a whole new respect for Ankle Biters the movie after seeing this.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Even though Ankle Biters the movie puts you to sleep, it was a lot more entertaining than this movie. It made more sense.
Absolutely.
It made way more sense. This movie didn't
Paul
make
fell asleep.
Yeah, we were watching Ankle Biters.
Well, the biggest sin with Ankle Biters is there were points of the movie where I could not see what was going on. I couldn't hear or understand what they were saying because the sound was so bad. So I had nothing. And so minutes would drone by and it was just a garbled blur. So I didn't know what the hell was going on. This movie doesn't do that. I mean, at least you can sort of see everything. It just doesn't help.
Right.
You can see everything and you can hear anything. It just doesn't matter. And that somehow makes it worse.
Right. So anyway, so they run into the house. They're all freaking out, you know. Oh my God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm drawing a blank of what happened right after that, because I think it just got to be a lot of talking for a while.
It's Frenchie Bulldog Takeover.
Yes. We got Zeke here. The French Bulldog.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Nobody
mean guys.
He's a lot more menacing than those midget zombies were.
Oh yeah. I'd be more scared of Zeke.
For the zombies. Just throw a little bit of blood on him. You want to be a midget zombie?
Right. He would be anyway, a lot more fun.
I would watch that movie, Zeke the midget zombie takeover over this crowd.
Zeke takeover.
He takes exactly. over my phone every time.
There you go.
I see it. He's just like, hey, I'm in here. Nobody can see this because it's a podcast, but Zeke is literally right in front of the camera blocking Jackie.
Oh my gosh.
just make sure there's no butt suffocation like Billy does later on.
Can we talk about that real quick? I feel like we need to talk about that. Like, yes. I feel like that needs to be addressed.
Gross, disgusting, scraggly, greasy, wet-haired Billy, the fat guy who's mumbling around in the background with a hot dog hanging out of his mouth. He's supposed to be the funny, ha-ha nerd who doesn't fit in with the rest of the group. Ends up, I guess, because he's stuck in the house with everybody else. They decide that he's the one who has to go and kill the freckly chick who gets scratched by one of the zombies. And so the ha-ha funny way he decides to do it is to sit his large rear end and stick it on her face. And I guess that's pretty much a fate worse than death. And so she dies.
We have no idea if he farted and the fart killed her or if his butt just
smushed her.
Just clenched together and crushed her skull. Like
we don't know anything. We don't.
Based on what I've seen, I think it just had to be in the general vicinity, and that would kill most people.
Yeah, probably so. But yeah, that was such a weird scene in the movie.
It was probably the most entertaining part of the film. I'm not gonna lie, but. You know, that kind of just shows you how bad the film was.
That right. one and the girl that instantly got pregnant and was screaming, yeah. everybody, yeah. her and her baby.
So talk to us a little bit about that, Jackie.
Okay, so it would have been the first sex scene in the movie, right? They just discovered the quote unquote midget zombies that were actually kids and teenagers. Roaming around in the backyard, and then so they decide to go up the stairs and have sex with some weird uterus dialogue prior, and I can't even really describe what type of writing that was. Like, I would have to go back and just re-listen and like write that down. So anyways, so then they go upstairs, have sex, because that's what you do when zombies are hanging out outside, and then she instantly gets pregnant. And then so from the rest of the movie, she says, save me and my baby.
Yep. And the funniest thing, when she does get attacked by the zombies and she's on the ground, you know, and she's like, help me and my baby, don't leave me, Billy runs over and gives her a kiss, like makes out with her, and then says, I always thought you were hot. Walks away.
The turn that he does with it.
Yeah, he does this turn.
We're not talking about a nice romantic kiss either. Imagine like a sweaty, you know,
Saint Bernard.
This yes. is a Saint Bernard, like just lick
face. Saint Bernards are cute. This is more like a rabid hippo, just kind of rubbing its large, distended, sweaty belly on your face.
Rabid hippo.
Yeah.
Those even kit rabies.
Yeah.
Just like one did.
Smushing its belly on your face.
Movie. Rabid hippos.
Oh.
Right.
See, that would be more fun.
It would know. Have been, except the reality was, yeah, no, it was supposed to be funny yet again, and instead it's just like, what? Very weird. Well,
I mean, with $2,000, I mean, there's no way we could afford an actual hippo. So.
Oh, and by the way, clearly they couldn't afford actual midgets either. I think we brought this up, and they obviously were using either local people or friends and family, because the people didn't know any actual midgets. So You're not going to be able to throw it in there, which is weird. Why would you make a movie called Midget Zombie Takeover if you don't have any midgets to put in there, unless you're trying to fool people by making you buy their movie because of the title alone?
No, I'm pretty sure that was the case. Yeah, because
there was no zombie and did they even use the word? I mean, no. And the word midget, I don't even think was in the film.
Okay, so remember I told you that they would only have that like line in the trailer of the movie or something, right? Like right. It's a midget zombie takeover. In the movie, they do not actually even say midget at all.
I
they
think
say little zombie.
They say it in the kitchen at one point, but it's like a throwaway line.
Nope, they like said little. They said little zombie takeover. They did not say midget. You're referring to it, they say it was a little zombie takeover. I saw it in the closed captioning. So there was, they really tried to.
Oh God, you had it on closed captioning, so you actually had to read that horrible dialogue.
I'm glad I did. What?
I said I had it on mine too.
Oh, I'm glad I did, because some of the dialogue I can understand what they were saying.
Yeah, like the dialogue that they had, I couldn't understand what they were saying, so I had to turn the captions on.
Yeah,
wow. I probably should have done that too, except I don't think I want to know exactly what it is they were saying.
Well, the uterus lines were more funny on the while we're reading.
If you were reading.
Well,
it.
Again, if it had been like one uterus line, that's enough to maybe sort of kind of maybe elicit a chuckle, but they kept saying it like six or seven times. It's like, come on.
So they use actual teenagers for the midgets, and then they used grown ass adults for the teenagers.
So they should have switched it around is what you're saying, you know, maybe to make it look real, like, you know, or whatever, if they wanted to. Oh,
no,
actually, I guess no, because like the
4-year-old zombies, I mean, that would be hilarious.
I know, like they could have called the 4-year-old zombie takeover.
Right.
I mean,
middle-aged zombie takeover.
Middle-aged zombie takeover.
Instead of 40-year-old virgin, you have 40-year-old zombie takeover.
The problem is, you know, most people who are in their 40s know that life is already like being a zombie in this world. So
see, there's a metaphor there. I mean, there's more of a point to it. Here, the point was to get people to go into the movie thinking, oh, there's a midget zombie takeover. That sounds awesome. That's what fooled you, Paul. When you went and got the movie digitally, you were thinking to yourself, oh my God, there's midgets in this movie. I can't wait. Another reason why I picked this movie. And I was like, because Jackie wanted to watch a movie with us, wants to watch a stinky movie.
Good.
And
blame
Jackie.
Like,
no.
And I love midgets.
I know. She had a fun time
right
watching.
There with
they make me smile and laugh.
Right there with you. I completely agree.
So that's the thing. So I said, okay, we're going to watch Midget Zombie Takeover because Paul loves midgets. And I, you know, and I knew Jackie would love a movie
about
midgets.
And for those
of
you out there who say that midget is a dirty word, I'm telling you what, the very few that I have met and talked to either don't mind or they say, you know, sure, it's not a big deal. So as far as I'm concerned, if they don't think it's
a big deal,
I don't think it's a big deal. It's just a
little
deal.
Oh, no pun intended originally. No big deal.
See, that was more funny than the movie we just saw.
See, if they did lines like that, that would have been great. You know, if they made puns to them.
The problem is that this movie was conceived, written, and made in about a week.
Right. There was just like, let's make another movie. I don't know. Did he do the worst movie before or after this movie?
He did it before, I believe.
So he did the worst movie ever. Then he actually probably did the worst movie ever.
Like I said, they did 5 other full-length movies before this. So this isn't one of those movies where, you know, where we've talked about people who are just starting off on their indie career. They don't really know what they're doing and they just make mistakes and you kind of can forgive that. Oh, no, 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 no. These guys have done this before many times.
They've done this before and it sucks.
Like, I hate to say it, but I feel scammed. Like, I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it because, I mean, if they had
Right.
Literally, so I said, I bet if they even show a midget in this movie, it's going to be camera footage of an actual midget that they randomly videotaped walking down the street somewhere. And they didn't even give me that. I didn't get to see a midget at all.
Right. Yeah. It's not like, you know, like I was saying earlier, like a Nick Zed movie where he makes a movie called Geek Maggot Bingo. And there's no geeks, there's no maggot and no bingo. But he's doing it for an artistic statement. It's a stupid artistic statement, as you're going to find out. But that's why he's doing it. He's not doing it to fool you, to make you buy something. And then, it, you know, it turns out a double switch and there's something else, you know.
That's drove me crazy because they're doing it just for, you know, their sales. And then they give you zero satisfaction for like why you're even trying to watch the movie in the first place.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Like this movie was just sort of, it sort of just went on because like, okay, we had stopped the story part of it where they were just talking, but they do this constantly. It's all it is talking in one room and then let's go into this other room and then let's talk. Let's go down to the basement where there's a pool table and talk. Let's go upstairs and talk and do this talk. And there's no point to it other than like they're talking about trying to leave.
It kind of reminded me, and I because I have cow brain, I can never remember everything, but there was a chicken monster movie that I watched solely because the damn title was about a chicken monster. And I got excited and I'm like, oh boy, I can't wait to see a chicken monster. And damn if you did not see a chicken monster until the very, very, very last couple of minutes. And even then, it wasn't even worth it.
Let's look at all the movies that, you know, Jackie's been in.
No,
all of them have had. Hold on.
Chainsaw cheerleaders.
You did not tell me I needed a Papa Xanax before this one. You got to warn people, dude.
There are big feet in Bigfoot wars. There is a war between Bigfoots and other people. So you know.
True.
Yeah. So all your movies, they don't lie. They don't try to tell you that there's something else going on.
Snow Shark, there is a shark in the snow.
You know, there's
a very small hurdle you have to cross.
I have to say Snow Shark, other than the first movie that I ever did, that I have ever since then been trying to get off my IMDb, and I will not speak the name of that movie. And I've been trying to get it off for what? When did I do that movie? In like 08?
Yeah. I think it was 06, wasn't it?
Jesus, it's been a hot minute. It's like, can you just like, please take it down already? I even asked the director to take it off.
Jackie, I have to say, you were probably the best thing about Bigfoot Wars and the best thing about Snow Shark. Okay, for what it's worth.
That's very nice of you, but Snow Shark, I had one of the absolute worst acting scenes I've ever done because of the, obviously it was some of my fault, but the actor that I was working with, there was just like no giving
chemistry
scene. Yeah, like zero. Yeah,
you could tell.
And yeah, so other than that, I actually kind of sort of enjoyed watching parts of Snow Shark.
I loved our podcast version of it when we did it with Johnny Johnson. And like, so it was me, Paul, and Johnny Johnson talking, and Johnny would just go on to talk about something else other than Snow Shark.
Did you hear the little song I made? I made up a little Snow Shark song and I
played. No,
yes, I did.
I remember that
podcast. It's hysterical.
I'd have to re-listen to that. I haven't heard that podcast in a while. I miss Johnny.
I was inspired. I actually, you know, it's not a good movie, but I kind of liked it. It was silly and fun. And I love the idea that this ridiculous snow shark was hiding in like an inch of snow. You know, it's just,
you know,
why do we always overlook Chrome Angels? Or
because those are your like your higher end movies. The budgets are a lot bigger. They are a lot of it's just a lot better done.
There was actually a lot of money in Bigfoot Wars, and by the editing, you would never know.
I agree.
It all went to C. Thomas Howell trying to get him to have a proper accent.
I am not going to make any statements about C. Thomas.
See, I'm never going to work with him, so it don't matter to me.
Hey, he may come to the Echo Lake universe.
I love C. Thomas Howell. Don't get me wrong, but that character was just, yeah, no.
No, and well, I love Tom.
He threw that movie under us bad. Like
right when it came out, he knew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he didn't like try to defend it or anything, you know, at all, which is good.
I don't know anybody that was trying to defend that movie.
That was supposed to be
not even the director was trying to defend
it. First one of a franchise, wasn't it?
So it was part of Origin
releasing.
Right?
Yeah, Origin releasing.
I
think they were supposed to do two more because they kind of left it hanging where there was going to be a sequel at least. You know.
Oh yeah, like the script was like already like being like written and everything for it. There was like these two like multi-million dollar, what is it? They work for like Hustler or something, like, or they own clubs or something like that. They were the ones that put all their money into that movie.
Oh wow.
Oh my god, Bigfoot Wars.
Well, you guys can tell we are just bored to tears with
we're doing the same
thing. Zombie takeover.
Oh my god, we're doing a Johnny.
We're pulling a Johnny
tangent. One huge tangent.
Well,
we want to wrap up the movie.
Let's talk more about the movie because honestly, when I picked this movie, I didn't have a clue. I didn't watch it before. Had I watched it before, I would have been prepared.
Exactly. And if I had watched it before, if I hadn't just downloaded this movie, I hadn't seen it and said, oh my God, this is right for me because midgets, if I had actually seen it and said, yeah, this is bad, but not fun bad. This is just boring bad. I would have suggested something else.
Well, maybe you would have, but this is still an IFC movie. This is definitely perfect for Indie Film Cafe because I feel like this deserves a service of people. I won't even, I will tell people not to watch the movie, to listen to our review, and then decide whether or not you want to watch the movie, which is the exact opposite of what I usually tell people. I usually tell people, go watch the movie, then come back and, you know, listen to our review.
But for this case, God's sake, please watch it on Tubi and don't pay for it.
Don't pay for it.
Don't.
I felt bad. I heard like Madeline Deering, who's been on the podcast before, she owns it. She owns a copy of this movie. I think she's probably friends with the director and stuff too. So she probably happy to have it, you know, and everything. But this is just terrible. Like, I mean,
long story short, there's just a bunch of really bad dialogue. There's no midgets. There's a weird neighbor, homeless person, weird thing outside. They all end up dying by these weird zombie things. And
they don't even try to save
does
themselves.
Does he live in the shed or was he just going into the shed?
I'm telling you that in the script, they were like, oh, they'll just know that this is the neighbor. I'm telling you.
Right. That's the thing that bugs me. That's the thing that gets me. The lack of effort. Okay. The lack of effort in the writing, the lack of effort in pretty much everything. They're just, you know, it's very, very different if, like, say Ed Wood. Ed Wood has made some crappy movies too, but at least the man tried. He really, really did try. He really, really did think that he was making a good film, and you know, he tried. He cared.
Dude, his stuff is way better than people give him credit for.
Sure.
Like, I will say that. I will go down and I'll say, like, even Night of the Ghouls, as bad as it is, was fun and enjoyable. And didn't bore me at times. And wasn't just a lot of people just talking.
This movie just lacked effort. It just didn't feel like anybody really cared. Nope. And it doesn't feel like anybody just put eyes on this and said, you know, it would be better if we did this. It would be funnier if we said this. It would be look better if we did this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. So I'm on the IMDb.
Okay.
There's only two people on here that even have a photo on IMDb.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
was one of them the director or?
One of them was the dad.
Oh, and then one of them was
the belly button
chick.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And the father, that was the director.
Yeah. The father
was it?
Yeah. That's the director.
The director and writer.
So literally he got his friends, then he had one of them play his daughter.
Oh,
it's literally the same age. Like, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah, he was also the producer. Yeah, so.
Well, at least he didn't pull a Neil Breen and, like, you know, be the star of it, you know, or whatever.
No, strangely, this guy, Matt Goose Goosert, who played Billy, is the one who got to smooch all the chicks. And I don't understand why. I guess that's the joke.
Well, it's a joke, or it's like he was the one who gave up the $2,000 and he never got credit for that, you know, or whatever. He took his name as executive producer off.
Yeah, I was going to say. But what did you guys think? Was this movie filmed on a phone?
It looked like it could have been, or something, like, or really shitty.
No, I'm going to go with, I've experienced this before, and this was like, legit on point, and he knows that I love him with my entire soul, but I do not like his work. Donald Farmer, we're very very open with each other about this type of stuff. But the first movie I ever shot with Donald Farmer was on a video camera he had paid like $30 for at Walmart.
Yeah, nice, so it probably nice. Was that, you know, because I think the phone would have looked better. You know, like,
well,
I think
a 2013 was... phone. So
that's true. About that. It could have been a 2013 phone. I don't know.
And remember, 2013 was when it was released. So probably, well, maybe not. I would have said most movies would be a year before that. But in this case, like I said, this movie went from a week when they figured, you know, thought about it to when it actually was completed.
Yeah.
So almost all of these actors have been in at least the same 3 or 4 films together.
Okay.
And I can't seem to find any of their ages, which is driving me absolutely bonkers.
And it's these are not professionals. These are all the same folks that are working for in this one guy's films. That's all it is.
Yeah. You know, like, it's like Chris Seaver, Paul. You know, like, Chris Seaver puts all his friends on all his movies and they just play different roles and, you know, whatever.
But you know what? Chris Seaver, for whatever he thinks of his own films, cares. He makes the effort. And his movies are funny.
Okay? Well, except that one time he did was Bloody Giblets or whatever, and he was pacing in the background of the scene and even cut that out or whatever. Like, sometimes he doesn't care, or as much, you know.
For the most part, he does.
But most of the time, he cares, and he actually puts effort into it. And you know what? His juvenile humor is funny. Like, if he had a scene where dude was like, you know, killing somebody with his butt, it would have been funny. They would have done it like, you know.
Right.
It literally just looked like he was trying to take a dump on her, like, with his pants on.
And here's the other thing about Chris Seaver. If he says that there's a movie, it's called Ski Wolf, you're going to see a wolf on skis.
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing.
Then, yeah. If he had done a movie called Midget Zombie Takeover, he would have found midgets in New York, and he would have had them, you know, be dressed as zombies and take over, you know, the town. You know,
he wouldn't call a movie something and then not produce it,
right? Which, yeah, I think was just, you know, which makes me wonder about the worst movie ever title that he has, because I'm now like thinking, okay, that's now just a blatant try to grab you to get you to come watch the movie. It's probably literally going to be the same kind of thing, where I think this movie will be worse than that movie, because they're going to really try to make something worse, and it's going to probably come off sort of comical in a way, maybe, you know, just because it's bad, you know, or whatever. I don't know.
Oh my God.
What did you find?
So I'm looking at the reviews on it on IMDb, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is from hollywoodinvestigator.com. It's like, midget zombie takeover, so bad it's good? This is back 2013. The photo they're using is the guy taking a dump on the woman's face.
Nice. Yeah.
That's like the big scene of the film.
These people actually said it was enjoyable.
Yeah, there's one on there that says that, I forget what he says, it's something along the lines of, does it really deserve the hate that it gets? Yes.
It's so poorly done. Like, it's not even bad art. It's just bad. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Somebody else said this. When some college students get together for a hot tub party, college students. See, that makes sense. You know, maybe like makes
no. more sense. What, all the 40-year-olds are all going back to college at the same time? Like, I don't know. I'm struggling so hard to find their ages right now. Well, any one of you help me find at least one of their ages.
Here's a very quick one that one of the users on Amazon Internet Movie Database had to say. Worst thing ever on Amazon Prime. First, one midget does not equal a takeover. Second, with all of the talk of whitewashing in movies, I had taken a small stand hoping all roles in entertainment are more realistic, like when a super hot woman or if you're so inclined, a hot guy puts glasses on and everyone pretends they aren't attractive. Well, this piece of shit has cured me of all that nonsense. People who I'm sure hide under bulky clothes all the time for some reason showed themselves here. Are they brave, stupid, or drunk? Only they know. And lastly, when was the last time a group of 30-year-olds waited for someone's parents to have people over said parents' house for a party?
These, I'm telling you right now that most of these women are over, like, they're in their 40s.
Yeesh.
I want to put a bet on that. I have to find out their ages. The main one might be, like late 30. Or it's actually possible. The girl with the freckles that you said was the only cute thing about the movie, Paul.
I got a freckle thing. I'm sorry. I cannot
She's
help it.
She's probably the youngest one other yeah. than possibly Billy. And it's hard to tell because
I think that's Kendrin Carpenter. And looks like she's been in a few other movies.
Of his, right? Not just...
believe so. Auto Shop of Horrors, and looks like she's in a new one called Death of Ivan Nussbaum. And yes, it's the same guy.
Oh my god. Oh man.
And looks like it's a lot of the same people. So there you go.
Yeah, it's like they just all got together and made a lot of movies or a couple.
That's fine.
Of movies,
I applaud that, but. You know, put in a little more effort, try, or you know what, have an extra set of eyes who's not part of the group of friends so they can come in and say, yeah, maybe we want to make this a little better.
Look, if they had called it Little Zombie Takeover, then fine, you know, because that was what the girl said, you know, this is a little right. zombie takeover, like, fine, you know, I will be okay with that, but you use the word midget. You know,
right?
And then you didn't give us. You made gave us one midget apparently, and I don't even remember which one that was. Some person at review said there's one midget. You know what I mean?
That's like, a debatable midget.
I know. I don't think there really was a midget.
I think they came up short in that department.
What do you mean you don't think there was not a midget?
Okay, okay. I'm just saying that they said there was one. I just never saw it, so well, I disagree.
All these different reviews on here are saying that they're teenagers. Other ones are saying that they're college people. They also use the term "big fat loser," "pal Billy," which, right. by the way, I don't know why he's just lurking around in the yard trying to make friends. Everyone there hates him.
Eating hot dogs.
Funny. And see, here we go. Let me get this out before I forget again. It does not cost in the budget to write better, to make no. better jokes, to make it funny. I will not, you know, allow a small budget to be the excuse for an unfunny comedy. Okay. It's just writing and acting well and caring. You know what I'm saying? That does not cost money. Okay. You should be able to make a funny comedy and not have to worry about the budget. Okay. That's different when you're making a horror film. You got to pay for some special effects. You got to pay for some blood and gore and all that kind of stuff. I get that. But for a comedy, you just need words and you need timing and you need acting and you need a story, stuff that doesn't actually cost any money.
Right.
So please, if you're going to make a comedy, take the time, take the effort and make it funny. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no. I'm going to have to say that these reviews were paid for because people are actually saying that it's funny. I get people that have different sense of comedy or whatever, but like I grew up on like
all types of comedy. And if I don't get a hint of it, then there's just typically none. Like, I even pick up on like the worst sarcasm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, yeah, there's nothing funny about this movie, you know, whatsoever. And when they try to be funny, it fails miserably. Right. And you can tell.
That's bad, because I have a pretty narrow range of comedy that I find is humorous. Okay. Much narrower than you guys. So it's one thing for me to sit through this and not find it funny, but for you guys to also not find it funny just convinces me that, yeah, we are watching an extremely unfunny movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause me and Jackie like the stuff that you don't like, you know, yeah, you don't find funny, and right, you find more like intelligent shit funny. So if this is like that broad of unfunny, it's just sad. It right, just gets to a point we've where we've hit a
gold mine of unfunny here.
Right. And that's just sad when like it's supposed to be a comedy, and you can right, tell. You can yeah, tell, well, because like
I said, it's missing caring, it's missing action, it's missing timing, it's missing jokes, it's missing humor.
It's missing a movie, you know, yeah, basically, yeah, like a comedy movie. So yes, there was just some odd shit that happened in the movie that made absolutely no sense. Kids, there's the thing of like, remember when we would watch Paul, we would watch like From Hell It Came, or I was thinking of the other one, the Rug Monster movie.
Creeping Terror,
when they would just like let the monsters like kill them, you know, right, whatever. That's exactly there, what they did. They just sat there and let the thing eat their legs, and right, or, well, bite and I bite fucking lick their legs or whatever. So they're not even, there's no barely any blood.
There's right, no nudity, there's no blood.
Right, and that right, and look, the nudity did not, no nudity doesn't bother me because I get sick of
it. Oh, same. Personally didn't want to see it myself, but I'm just saying for most of these movies, like, they typically throw that in there for
right,
to have somebody watch it.
And let me just throw this in real quick, because Moody did mention Creeping Terror. The reason why that happened in Creeping Terror is because the man who made it had no idea what he was doing. They were inept. The reason it happened in this film is because they thought it was funny. And it's not.
What, them just getting eaten really quickly?
Yeah, they knew they had no money to even put rudimentary fake blood there. So they just went with, oh, let's just pretend and no one will care, or they'll laugh, they'll think it's funny. It wasn't.
Nope.
No.
It was just sad.
This, you know, I'm almost more forgiving with Creeping Terror, it being just ineptly done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, absolutely. If a movie is just, you know, at least tries. That movie at least tried. Yeah. You know.
Now I will go back and say, of course, the movie, the Creeping Terror, was made by a guy who essentially was a crook and tried to rip everybody off. So, you know, I'm going to backpedal a little bit about that. I don't think the guys who made this are that. But
they did rip us off.
Yeah, a little more effort would have helped, guys. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, they did rip us off the title.
That kind of like, well, I mean, like most people now with any of the podcasts that I've done with you don't really know like the path that I've taken to become a licensed therapist, and the behavior that they had Billy playing was supposed to just be a loser, but he came off as like mentally ill.
Yeah,
like seriously, like sad, mentally ill, like you didn't know what was up with him.
And that's not funny either.
No, that's not
actually funny. Absolutely not funny. Mental health is not a funny thing, you know.
No.
And so when they try to make it funny, it falls completely flat, because, you know, we can't laugh at that, you know, like we're at this like stage in our life anyway, and in the world, where that's absolutely stuff that's really like threatening, you know, people, you know what I mean. And the whole thing of everybody keep calling them fat and fatty and stuff like that, I just felt like was just, immature shit that didn't.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of.
It was 2013, guys. The world's gotten a little bit more sensitive and politically correct since then.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, a lot of it.
Yeah, but it reminded me a little bit of the Private Joker in the Stanley Kubrick movie. The Vietnam movie.
Well, yeah, you're talking about Vincent D'Onofrio's character though, which was
exactly.
He wasn't Joker. Joker was the other one. That was
Private
Pyle. You know, and it was he was like, you know, yelled at by the Marine guy,
jacket.
You know, in Full Metal Jacket. He's yelled at and he's called fat and, you know, and all this stuff. And because basically they're trying to get him to work it off, you know, and become, you know, like a lean, mean fighting machine or whatever.
Hartman was a prick.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Well, and that other character that kept calling him fatty wasn't supposed to be a prick. You know, that really pissed me off and annoyed me because that.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be part of the humor.
Well,
okay, so I feel like they were trying to do like dark, dry humor that just did not happen.
No.
Because I have a ton of mental health jokes. You know, I have to laugh my way through all my mental health issues. And so me and other people I know that suffer from the same stuff that I do come up with jokes about how our brains are sometimes, and it's dark humor, but this was just like not that.
Yeah, it wasn't even dark.
No.
No.
Oh my God. All right, sorry.
Are you all right?
Yep.
Did Bubby do something?
Did a midget zombie just come in your room?
Bubby did do something.
Oh.
How did you know that, Jonathan?
Well, I saw you looking, and so I assumed either it was Bubby or Zeke, and
he just took a shit and it shot across the room.
Wow.
See, was that more entertaining than the movie we just watched?
She's laughing. She's laughing more at that than she did at the movie.
What? He just Picasso'd my wall.
Wow.
Oh, no.
He was inspired by the film.
Oh.
I
don't want to see this. What are you
doing? No, I'll fucking show it to you. Is your butthole burning, Bubby?
Oh, dear.
You had Cheetos, huh? You got into Cheetos. Well, how about don't eat Cheetos while I'm gone?
Well, Moody, how far along are we? Are we at the point where we can start talking about the score?
Yeah, we're actually right there, by the way.
Okay.
We are there. Perfect.
So
timing.
Just to get everybody caught up, and I'm not even sure if Jackie understands the stinkometer or not, but
she's done Sharkenstein with us. So
okay. We do score our films on a numbers 1 to 10, by which the higher the number, the stinkier the score is. Okay. So
right, the worse that it is, right?
Right. So if you think it's a pretty good movie, you're going to give it a low score. And if you think it's kind of meh, it's going to be in the middle. And if you think it's a big old steaming pile of dookie, you're going to go for a higher score. So,
okay. Are you guys ready? 100.
You would give it a 10?
1 to 10.
100.
No. Well, so you would give it a 10.
Yeah.
We're going to call that a 10 then.
Holy cow. All right. What about you, Paul?
It's pretty damn bad. I'm not going to lie. I don't know that it's quite 10 worthy. I'm going to go with a 9 because a couple of things I did mention before. You could see it. You could actually hear it. The lighting wasn't necessarily horrible. There was a beginning, a middle, and an end. How many movies have we seen that didn't even do any of that?
Well, sort of. I mean, it ended pretty abruptly, like with them all getting eaten, both the guy and the girl getting eaten, you know, like whatever. We didn't even mention the fact that the guy got to make out all the girls, and then at the end the guy and girl fell in love, like it made no
sense, within like the last 2 seconds, and the last and then, shot was their fingers,
and then her line is tips. Yeah, and her line is like she they would have made fine babies together or whatever, beautiful babies.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, whatever. Anyway, I want to give it a 9.5. I agree with you, Paul. It had a beginning, a middle, and end. It's terrible. It isn't 10 worthy because it isn't so bad it's fun, and it isn't 10 worthy because it's whatever, but I believe this is one of the worst things I've ever shown Jackie. So
Not Neil Breen. This is not David the Rock Nelson. This is not Charles Cullen.
Yeah.
You know,
this is just a bunch of friends hanging out together, making a movie.
Yeah. And this is amateur hour. That's what this is.
Yeah. It was just sort of, it was boring. Sorry. It was boring. Yeah. More so than anything else. I think
that's the worst. That's the cardinal sin of movie making. As I've said many, many times, it doesn't matter if you're terrible. Just don't be boring about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Like, I love Franken shark movie.
Sharkenstein.
That's what it's called. Franken shark.
It could have been called that too.
Snow shark. Snow shark was fun. I mean, it was silly and ridiculous and bad, but it was fun. So, you know, I have a good, you know, taste in my mouth after I watch it. You know?
Well, Snow Shark did get a better rating than this movie did.
Yeah.
And that was because it was actually made by people who gave a damn. Like, Sam Qualiana gives a damn about his movies.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
He gives a damn about his movies. He cares.
Yeah. He's like one of the nicest, like, legit people I've ever worked with. Like,
yeah. He just unfortunately, I think he hires his friends, and some of them aren't the greatest, but he, you know, he loves making
movies. Well, in order to be great, you have to draw boundaries and say, friends, no, you suck. You know, be a movie.
Exactly. There you go. We got a little bit of acting from Jackie there.
So we got a 10, a 9.5, and a 9. I'd say that's pretty fitting for this film.
I think so too. And I definitely don't think it would have been a 30. I don't think this should have been that, but it is very high up there. Like, I truly believe that. And so I just think it was one of those films where I was excited because I heard the word midget in it and zombie, and I hate zombie. You know, I'm not a zombie fan, but this was not a zombie movie. This was a meth movie.
No, this was a bad comedy.
Yeah. Trying to be a zombie comedy. Zombie.
Oh, Bubby.
Yeah, well, Bubby needs to relax after taking that huge shit.
He's feeling a lot better now.
Bubby, you have better art coming out of your butthole.
Outstanding.
Apparently than
the
so.
Midget zombie takeover.
Apparently
so, Jackie,
so.
What do you got going on these days? Are you working on anything? Have you kind of taken a break from that, or what?
I've kind of just like lost interest in the film business. So I have my times because, you know, like, obviously, like, people like us, I think we're like really creative people. So like, you need that creative like outlet. And so film was like a creative outlet for me. But honestly, like, after I moved to LA and I was having to work two jobs and stuff, like, and then life happening on top of that, I like needed to focus on my mental health and not film stuff. So I mean, I know plenty of people in the film industry here. I got Jonathan a lot of the what were the movies we were working on?
Lifetime movies, man. We acted in two, and one of them has not come out yet. It came out in another country before it's come out here. I don't know what the heck happened. It came out in like Spain or something and not here. So I'm kind of disappointed. But we were in Lethal Love Letter together, where we got to play mourners at a wake, you know.
Oh yeah, we're in the same scene together.
Yeah. Yay. We're actually like same shot too. There's a shot of us there are people talking. And what,
you want to know what's weird about that photo? You should go back and find it. You're the only one looking into the camera.
Was I looking in the camera?
It looks like you're looking into the camera.
Oopsie.
Everybody else's eyes are going a different direction.
Fourth wall Moody, that's what they call them.
Well, I was looking at the girl that I was looking at. So if they did that, they literally were shooting it right at me. I was looking at the girl that I was talking to, you know. So I wasn't even looking at the camera. So it must have been where the angle that they shot it at, it looked like I was looking at the camera, but I was not.
But you weren't talking to anybody in this scene. It's the scene.
It's the scene where we were just sitting there and we were listening to that guy go over that boring spiel about the death of whoever died.
Oh, that scene. I was talking about the other one, the other thing. I don't remember looking at the camera at all, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe the camera was walking past us, you know, and I was looking straight ahead, I believe.
So. Oh, yeah, they did have it on a dolly, huh?
Yeah, so it was walking past us. So if it did, I mean, there's nothing I could do about that. Like, literally, I'm not going to look away from the camera, you know, when I'm supposed to be staring at the guy. You know what I mean? Like, it just didn't make any sense. So, but the next one we did, The Right Mom, was the one that hasn't come out yet. That's the one I'm so excited to watch.
Which one was that? I don't remember what we did.
We did the one where we were in a classroom and a professor and stuff.
Oh, and I got the paper with all the dicks drawn on it.
Yep. Yep. And
just like Bigfoot Wars.
Yes. I swear to God. They handed out all these used papers and I'm the only one that had like a dick on every paper. Nobody else had dicks on their paper.
Dick, nope. dick.
And so
I actually raised my hand and I said, does anybody else have dicks all over their paper?
Can I have a paper without dicks, please?
That was say that, but you have to be so careful in LA because people have such a wall up. So you don't know if they're going to find you offensive or not. It's right. Too annoying.
I don't know. The Lifetime people seem to be very chill and have remember the director of that? She was so sweet. I loved her.
Yeah.
I got to work with her again.
I mean, come on. David Dakota is making movies for Lifetime these days.
So, but the funniest bit about that one was when they were going around, he was going around giving everybody their tests back or whatever. And he looks over at me and he goes, "Ugh, man, better luck next time." Or something. Each time he was improv and he was changing it up. The director loved it. She kept going, "Do that again," you know, or whatever, you know, when we did it. And so I don't know if that's kept in there because it's funny. And I don't know if that was, you know, like if they'll keep that in there. I hope they do because that was great. You know,
he was picking on you out of everyone. He was
picking on me out of everyone. I'm actually friends with that guy on Instagram now.
I don't remember what he looks like.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Even if you're kind of tired of the film industry, I hope you'll come and work for some of our projects if we get the opportunity.
Yeah, that I will.
She's planning on it whenever we get a chance to.
Yeah, whenever the world, you know, decides to go back to normal, hopefully. I actually do have something that will be coming out, I think, this year, but it's something that I shot in 2015.
Wow.
It's actually been picked up by Netflix. I can't say the name of it. I can send you personal information, though, Paul. Yeah. I sent it to Jonathan, but I don't even think he realizes that he's not supposed to be sharing what I sent him.
Oh, I didn't share it at all. You know, like I noticed it was a locked,
private,
you know, private one.
Yeah.
So I didn't share it or well, whatever.
At some point, let me know what it is so I can check it out, please.
Yeah.
Well, it's a paranormal investigation show and. I don't think I've ever really talked about this like on camera or film or anything, but you get to see my real life psychic abilities. Nice. And it's pretty crazy. It was the most haunted house I've ever been in my whole entire life. Like, you couldn't pay me to step foot back on that property.
Wow.
Yeah,
I saw some of it and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. Like, she told me where to look for her or whatever, you know, so I went and checked that out and I was like, oh my goodness, this is nuts. I had to actually turn it off because I didn't want to.
It was too real. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah,
what's wrong with me?
I'll send you the link. Check it out, Paul. It's, you know, and you can check it out and everything.
And you know, Moody can tell you. I mean, I have always said, you know, maybe some of the movies that Jackie has been in haven't been particularly good, but I've always said that I've always thought you were a very good actress and that I was always believing in all your characters. And That's why I always said, if we could ever get Jackie in any of our stuff, I think we should. I think she brings an awful lot to the table.
I'll come back. I think by the time you guys get around to doing that again, I'll be, you know, back up for it. It's just, I needed to take a hard break.
Right.
Sure.
And that's fair. Like, you're not living in LA anymore. You're trying to kind of get back into your, like, you know, just trying to find your roots in a way, you know, and
figure. Well, yeah, just me out here and no family or anything. And now I don't even have a roommate because you left, fool.
Well, you have to come out to Virginia.
No. I mean, California is too pretty.
Oh, dude, don't come out to Virginia. I'm just going to say that right now. I want to be back out in L.A.
L.A. is a freaking dump. Well,
L.A. is a shit show, but California is a huge state, and there are some really pretty places, nice places around.
Yeah, like, when it's not like burning where I live, down.
Where I live is... very, very nice. And there's a lot of really old rich people that live around me. It's a safe neighborhood. All the shopping you can think of within 10, 15 minutes of my house. I have food right across the street, grocery store right across the street, Starbucks right across the street. But then if you drive 25 minutes down the road, you're in the middle of fields, like orchards.
Well, it's good to have
nowhere.
All that food and shopping right across the street for when the midget zombie takeover happens, because then you won't have far to get some food.
They don't even eat. They don't have no teeth. They can't eat none of that shit. I ain't worried.
Yeah. They're not going to eat all of her food. It's okay. But
yeah, Trump does miss California weather.
She actually does live where Joe Gonzalez lives. So that's awesome. Okay. So if we go visit, if we go and visit Jackie, we can go visit Joe as well.
You have a friend that I don't know about?
I told you about her.
Oh,
you just totally forgot.
I think I have amnesia.
I think it's Johnnesia. You just, like, after a while, you just, like, everything just goes right over your head over my stuff.
Well, it's because you talk so much.
Well, true, but you know.
That's why, you know, when I tell him, don't you remember this thing I sent you? And I was like, what, 75 IMs ago? It's been buried. I can't remember all that.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I've been sending emails now.
Thank you.
Misses being my roommate.
I do.
Because number one, you became my roommate right when the pandemic hit. And I am a prankster and I drove you nuts.
I heard about the candies.
I don't know if Jonathan wants me to say anything.
Let's not talk about that right now. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. That's still burning a hole inside
and me. I gave him candy for Christmas, just saying.
No,
I wouldn't do that to you.
No gummy.
Jackie might.
He'll never eat another thing that I give to him.
I don't, except if it's Taco Bell. We ate a lot of Taco Bell.
I mean, I could put something in that too, but
you could.
I'm not gonna.
You say that now.
Hey, this is perfect. Can you imagine a world where there's no zombies?
Yeah, we just watched it.
Like fucking Earth.
Yes, see, we just watched it. We watch a world where there's no zombies.
That's what Jonathan walks into my room one day and he's like pacing back and forth in his like creative mind stance that he does. And he's like, okay. Listen up, guys. Listen, I have an idea. Okay. What if I made a movie? Okay. Just hear me out. Okay. What if I made a movie where there is a world with no zombies? And then he goes dead silent and I go like fucking Earth.
Oh dear, you're turning into Chris Roll over there, dude.
I mean, no, but see, no, I was trying. I did not say the right words, I admit, because I did say imagine a world where there's no zombies, and she's like Earth, and I'm like and then see, that's more funny than the fucking movie was. And then what is it, right after that, I was like, no, I was trying to explain it. Like, there's like, imagine like you've never heard of the word zombie. That's what I meant. But I didn't say that because I'm an idiot. you know, so
imagine
you never...
dragon. Imagine Dragon D's nuts on your face.
Oh,
just kidding.
Oh snap. All right. Well, I think we're at that time of the year.
We are at that time. I'm gonna let you edit this one.
Oh yeah, I'll edit this one. But I just want to thank you, Jackie, for coming on. I know how it all began was Jackie was like, I want to watch a stinky movie with you. And I was like, well, if we're going to do that, we're going to bring Paul on and we're going to do a podcast, you know,
because we got to do it some more because I miss having friends.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely have to have you back, you know, on this year. You were only in last season? Was last season. You're only in Sharkenstein last season. So
I love that movie. It was so bad. It was hilarious.
Nice.
She just enjoyed the shark that was on the land walking.
I'm actually surprised because the way he was saying it, he was saying that you didn't like those kinds of movies. You would just always fall asleep.
I would most of the time, but that one was like entertain the shit out of me. And I don't know why.
Well, no. So I realized with Jackie, there are certain things like if it's really bad and stupid and weird, she'll watch it. But if it's kind of boring, you know, or whatever, like this movie, I don't think you would have normally just watched it if there wasn't like the podcasting thing.
No, there's no way I don't know how to sit down and be calm.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You did a really good job, by the way. I mean, I'm praising you for that because I know you.
I'm normally yelling at the TV or on
you're
my
cleaning
phone.
Or you're on the phone or whatever. Because I remember watching Octoman in your room and because you wanted me to watch it in your room and you did the Octoman dance for Paul.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I got it on video.
I love that movie. Yeah. I love it. So ridiculous.
Yeah, he loves that movie. And we had we had you do well, you decided to do that, but like you actually watched some of the movie, you know, because you were just like shocked that the movie was weird. Like, what the fuck is going on? And those are the kind of ones you like, you know, it seems. So we appreciate you coming out here for that. So the next one we'll have you on. I bet it'll be another Paul one for you know the next one. Paul will pick.
I got all kinds of weird shit.
Paul's got ones he can pick for you. That, you know, and now he
Don't
seems to understand.
I've already seen it.
What one?
Black Sheep, the one where everybody dies from the sheep farts and the sheep are like sock puppets.
Believe it or not, I have other zombie sheep movies that we can do.
Oh my God.
And
not
he's got
the
cow
first one.
Ones. He's got cow ones too, I believe.
Oh yeah, really? I got several.
So
oh,
there
no.
you go. No Frenchie movies though, right?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Aw, they can be in our movie.
Frenchie Zombie Takeover.
I
my
will
definitely be coming with me.
Yep, we gotta put them on. We gotta put them in the Echo Lake universe. Yeah, Zeke and Bubby.
Zeke's gonna get too big of a head and kick me out of my own house.
Right, yeah. Zeke.
He's gonna
I think it'll be more like Bubby might do that. Zeke, Zeke can't live without you. Even with too big of a head. You know.
I don't know. He has that stink eye.
Well, we should probably wrap this up at this point, but we can keep talking after we wrap it up if you want.
All right. Well, thank you guys for checking this out. Join us again for another Paul one. This is in February that this is released and everything. So it'll be another Paul episode. Who knows what he's got planned? Oh, boy. So thank you guys for checking this out and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.